production. Let's
go. Facing the world, Walla. Playwright, K-drama. Wordless, fire. Not putting out back armor. Let's go. We're in the fields, like Cassie Fields. Gotta make heroes. Hope is around here. We're on a mission, building a foundation. We never settle. Mari Brothers, new level. Back on the scene with another quick 16. The devil is defeated. Love is what's needed. Good company like Donnie. It's a praise party. Never following the crowd. Phenomenal AJ Styles. Fulfilling the mission 24-7. Ron Killings. Keeping things positive. May jog or walk a bit. This is the mission. We're here to feed everyone. God's here for everyone. Never turn our back on anyone. K-Way, what's up? Steffi, what's up? We're gonna say it real loud.
Feed the block. 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 Feed the block.
I gotta feed the block, I gotta take care of my flock. I traded in my record for a speaker, cause I want them to hear me knock. First step is to reach them, second step is to feed them. Give them something that's gonna stick to their soul, not something that's gonna leave them. Hungry and thirsty, searching for more. My food, real flavor was not to adore. These kids be starving, I'm giving them. Jesus in a sandwich, something like gourmet galore. Look, I'm whipping, I'm flipping, I'm whisking, I'm dipping. You know what's up when K, we step in the kitchen. Just tell me what you need. Hey, you need a piece of chicken?
Feed the block, feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
We outreach on every level. Preparing meals, clothing people, from driving groups to churches to listening to their problems. Seeing how things work, we love on them, never giving up on them. It's a love movement, we're mission driven. Bringing people together, feed the block. Isaiah 58:7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, feed the block.
Feed the block, 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 feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
Inside me, I support, ain't no much time it, leave me feel, yeah, all up inside me. smoke break.
And now I give all I have till it's gone. See, he's my only thing to every verse and every song. So I'ma make it clear, I belong to him. And that ain't never gonna change. See, that's just what it is.
I
have
exclusives, y'all. I am the king's kid, y'all.
All right, KS Nation, what's going on, people? What's going on, Kingdom of God? What's happening with y'all? I just want to give a big shout-out to Joe Focus, who sent over that exclusive track that we'll be releasing sometime this spring called Feed the Block, which is, it's a song that's geared up toward getting the body of Christ out into the community for evangelism to win back and confiscate souls from the devil into the kingdom of God. Amen. So we kick the show off with that song featuring K-Way, Iceberg 517, and Steffi. He mentioned all of those names in the song, but that was Feed the Block. And then after that, I hit you guys with the 2020 KS Anthem by RL Music featuring my girl, my friend, Miss Michelle Lee. Very talented young lady. If you haven't checked out her music, what are you waiting on? You're doing yourself a disservice. But today is Friday. It's 3:19, y'all. It is March 19th, 2021, and I am excited for tonight because the homie Refugee is in the building, and we got some testimonies that he's going to share with us, as well as the new journey that God has entrusted him for these last couple months. And I am excited because back in July, he was a guest for music. So he is an artist, but he's also a pastor, and now he has a church that's open, and he's preaching the gospel and everything like that. So I'm excited on tonight, but before I get him on the show, I'm going to open up the show with prayer. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this day, March 19th, a day that none of us could have saw coming, but by your grace, by your mercy, and your love for us, God, you have given us another moment in time and another chance to get it right. So, Lord, we just ask for your love to be covered on this show. Let your love take precedence over everything that I have an agenda on or Refugee has a plan for. And we just ask for your love to just show up and show out, Lord. Let your voice go forth even right now. We preach the gospel and just let it off the leash right now so that it can take full stage and do what it is supposed to do as we lift the name of Jesus on this show. Lord, I ask even right now for a special prayer for my brother Refugee and his family. May you continue to expand his ministry and everything that he's doing for your glory, oh God. Strengthen him, God. Give him boldness, oh God. And let him preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with authority and with conviction, because none of us are perfect. Lord, we ask right now that you would just send up and set up a standard that the enemy cannot come against or overcome, because we know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy our families, our children, our ministries, anything that has to do with us. He wants to kill it, destroy it, separate it, divide it, and we come against his plan, we come against his tactics, and we act even right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon, no tactic, no scheme, no device that Satan uses will prosper, will take form, or will be a substance in our path. So, Lord, just have your will tonight. Lord, we just ask even right now for forgiveness of anything that we have done that is outside of your will, oh God, both knowingly and unknowingly, for the thoughts that we've had or the words that we said or something that we said on social media. If it dishonors you, oh God, then, God, we ask for forgiveness even right now. And we want your will to be done in our lives, in our children's lives, and in the lives of the people around us. So, Lord, have your will tonight. Let your love go forth. Let your voice go forth. And just let your power go forth and touch hearts and minds throughout this interview, through the music, through the testimonies, through the questions, and even through the answers, oh God. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen again. Now, Refugee is in the building. Refugee, man, how you feeling, like, big dog?
Hey, Alicio, man, I miss you. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you so much for allowing me back on the show. I'm excited, too, and I can't wait to see what God's going to do.
Amen, bro. Amen. Well, before we get into the interview, man, I got to give you a round of applause for joining me again on your Friday evening.
Thank you.
Now, Refugee, you is back on the show for the second time, and I am excited. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining me on tonight. How was your Friday?
Going great. A lot of schedule shifting, but a lot of good schedule shifts, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that this was unaffected and that it's part of God's plan, and I can't wait to see how the rest of the night's going to go. How about you?
Well, I had a small distraction a couple hours ago that you know, inflicted my heart a little, but through prayer and with great friendships, with Glory Shalom and with Martyr the Greatest, they prayed me through it. They stuck out with me. They talked to me. They talked me through it, and they told me, do not let the enemy win. This is just a tactic. This is just a form of distraction to knock you off your post, to knock you off guard, and don't let them win. So we prayed. We talked. Mm. I cried out to God a little. I prayed, and then now I'm feeling a lot better. So prayer actually works. For those of you who don't think it works, hold out. And hold on to God's unchanging hand, because the answer to your prayer is around the corner. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But other than that, I had a great Friday. I was off today. Today was payday. So I met up with a local singer by the name of Ariana Marie, and I sold into her ministry. I got a couple CDs and gave one away already. So, today was a good day. Today was a great day.
Hey,
I'm alive and well. My son is alive and well. You are alive and well. Our families are thriving in the name of Jesus. So I'm excited. Today was a good day. Amen.
Thank
now,
God.
For those of you who don't know who Refugee is, of course, like I mentioned earlier, he is an artist. But what they don't know is your testimony. So how about you give us the quick version of your testimony?
Okay. Amen. So, quick version of my testimony is, before I was born, my parents could not have children for about 11 years. And they tried adoption, in vitro, natural means, and things did not happen for them. And my parents didn't really have faith. They had religion, and it's a little bit different. They didn't really have a relationship with Jesus, but my mom's sister did. And she was seeking God one day, and she's heavy in the prophetic. And she heard God tell her, tell your sister Nadia, which is my mom, that she's going to have a son, that his name has to be Benjamin. And with this child comes a promise that your home has to be like a church and no alcohol may enter in. And this child is going to serve me his whole life. But like I give, I take away. So fast and pray for 7 days on bread and water and refrain from sexual relations with your husband for 7 days. And on the 8th day, come together and you will conceive. Now, the backstory is before me, there was a miscarriage. After me, there was a miscarriage. And after my sister, there was a miscarriage. And on top of that, my mom's doctors told her, literally, they're like, if we could give you less than a 0% chance of conceiving, that's what we would give you. And so over my mom's womb were detrimenting her from moving forward. In addition to all this, while all this is going on, my grandmother at the time had a dream that she saw a saint putting me in my mom's arms. And while this is going on as well, my mom went to a specific church in Lebanon, and a saint or a nun told her, whatever you ask for from God, he'll give it to you. Just ask. And my mom didn't really have the faith. And when she fasted, she had some stomach issues, so she didn't even fast properly. She told the Lord, I'm going to fast for 21 days instead because I don't think I could do this, but I'll fast on certain things and still honor you in that way. So by God's grace, by God's mercy, my parents do the best that they can. They fast, they pray, and 8.5 months later, here I am. And that's why I believe in the Lord, because he first called me, he first believed in me, he first loved me, and he stepped into a graveyard and said, I'm going to give that man life.
Amen. Now, like I mentioned, you are an artist. That is a powerful testimony, by the way. Lately, God has just been, you know, giving me guests with powerful testimonies, like life-changing, different kind of testimonies that you usually don't hear on, like, AMF stations or podcasts or anything like that, which makes the KS Radio Show special in its own way. So thank you for sharing your testimony. Now, here you are, a young man on fire for God. You're an artist. You are a brother. And, you know, you're striding powerfully with your testimony and with everything that you're doing. Like I mentioned, back in July, you were an artist. Are you still, like, making music now?
I am still doing music. And the funny thing is, every time I pray, I'm like, God, do you want me to stop? God gives me messages and signs that's like, no. And it's interesting, and what I like about your show so much is that it's very well-rounded. Although it's primarily music, you also talk about business, about faith, about people's walks of life. And it's so cool because people get to see the other portions that are a part of an artist, not just the music. And so the music is there. It's just taking a back seat for a season until God brings it back up.
Gotcha. I praise God for you. I met you through, you know, Brother Influence, and we've been connected since. I'm glad that he prescribed you and he connected us. Hopefully he's doing good in life. I haven't really talked to him, but through him connecting us, we have our own, you know, bromance, and every now and then I like one of your posts or one of your statuses.
Yes.
and back and forth. And I'm glad that we have that, you know, that support for one another in each other's ministries.
Me too.
Now, in 2020, if I'm not mistaken, Lord, he gave you something special, and he entrusted you with it. Can you tell us what he gave to you and how it came about?
Yeah. In 2020, God started to fulfill a vision and a promise that he gave me since seventh grade. It ties back into the testimony that I just told about serving him my whole life. And in seventh grade, I knew God called me to be a pastor. And from seventh grade till age 21, I said, God, I don't want it. I'll rap for you. I'll do anything. But please don't make me a pastor. Because I said, Lord, I don't want to morally fail you. I don't want to lead other people astray. And fear was getting the best of me because I was looking at where I was, not where God was taking me. And I was looking more at my abilities rather than God's. And so I wrestled with the Lord for probably about 10 years. And then age 21, I said, okay. So from age 21 to 27, there was about a 6-7 year period. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm saying yes. And in that period, when I said yes, God kept sending person after person after person after person to affirm me, and kept speaking louder and more clear about, okay, the way I want you to serve me is to be a pastor. And so God started putting me from ministry to ministry, doing miracles at work, crazy things in secular environments. And then it was incredible because ultimately leading up to June, July of 2020, God gives me a vision while I'm just sitting down watching TV. And it was very simple. I was just saying, oh, if I started a church, I know God would call me to be the lead pastor. And then this person would be the assistant pastor. The other person would be the evangelist. And within a week of having that vision, one of the two people gives me a call and he goes, I need to tell you something. I know I might sound crazy, but every time I go for a walk with God, he tells me that you're called to be a pastor and I'm supposed to help you build the church. I'm like, yep, you heard right. Come on down. So him, myself, and the third person, we met. And after about 4 weeks of meeting and just a lot more prayer and fast and believing God, we started the church.
That's amazing. That is just amazing. Not that you were just sitting down watching TV and just God gave you this vision and he showed you who and he showed you basically how to do it. And that's just how God works. That is just how God works, and we give him praise and we give him glory and honor for seeing what we don't see. A lot of people ask me, like, Alicia, what made you get into radio? And, bro, Refugee, I promise you, radio was not on my radar at all. I honestly didn't know what I wanted to do. I just wanted to go, you know, at the time, I didn't have a son, but I wanted kids and I wanted to get married and everything. But I never, like, really focused on, like, my purpose in life. And when the opportunity to get on a radio show about me, center stage, so to speak, bringing people on, having music and everything. Again, it wasn't on my radar at all. And here I am 5 years later, still doing the same thing, more partnerships, more music, a kind of solidified, like, station, so to speak. But again, radio was not on my radar. And you, being a pastor, was not on your radar because you had told God, I don't want nothing to do with that. And here you are, an adult.
Right.
And now you are a pastor. That is amazing. That is amazing.
God is good.
God is definitely good, and we give him praise and glory and honor. We're going to get into our first music break of the night. This is a very exclusive song called My Praise by the homie, the Brody, RL Music. So without any further ado, if you guys are interested, you guys can stand up and dance because this song is definitely going to make you want to dance. Here is RL with My Praise. Check it out.
Yeah. It's RL, baby. We got another one, yeah. This song is for the crazy praises. This song is for the crazy praises. I need a crazy praise. You don't know my praise. Yeah. It's RL, baby. We giving praise. Crazy.
Oh,
so glad he kept my mind.
You don't know,
yeah,
my praise.
For every test and trial,
oh,
for all the mess that had me found,
oh,
it didn't take me out.
You,
ooh,
don't know,
yeah,
my praise.
Should've been there long ago.
Should've been there long ago.
That's what I'm praising for.
You don't know my praise.
Nah, 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 nah. I gotta praise, yeah. And I can't get it out. Say,
nah, 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 nah,
gotta
nah, 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 nah. I gotta praise,
and I can't get it out, yeah.
Nah, 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 nah. I gotta praise.
You don't know my name.
Na 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 na. I gotta praise you, and I can't get. We gon' give God the highest praise and the craziest praise. Where my crazy praise is at? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do the crisscross,
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 do the crisscross.
Side to side, side
to side,
side to side,
side to side,
side to side,
side to side.
Give 'em
praise,
give
'em
praise,
give 'em praise,
crazy praise,
give 'em praise,
crazy praise,
give 'em praise,
crazy praise.
Let's go, crazy praise,
let's go,
crazy praise,
let's go,
crazy praise.
Come on,
now rock and roll with it. Rock and roll with it, rock and roll with it, rock and roll with it.
You
will
pray,
you pray,
you
will pray,
you
pray, you will pray,
you
pray, you will pray.
Now
do the crisscross, do the crisscross.
Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/overcomerapparel and check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intersect. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hope Music. It's about to play.
You ready?
Hey, this is Isaac Whitaker of the Charging Station Radio and the Charging Station Network. And you are plugged in to Cincinnati's very own Alicio Torres right here on the KS Radio Show, bringing you the best in inspirational hip-hop music. It is the KS Lecture Boy.
Huh? Hey. What's up, y'all? This is Chandler Alexander, gospel rapper, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Huh?
Hey, man, shout out to Overcomer Apparel that sponsors tonight's show. I got a couple other sponsors, a couple other announcements. But Refugee, man, what about that RL Music, my praise, man? Bro, oh, I love that joint.
Bobby. That was knocking. That was fire.
Yeah, buddy. We keep it lit on the KS Radio Show. Every drop says Elysio Show. We should just change the name. So, yeah, this is the KS Radio Show. KS stands for Kingdom Supporter. You guys for calling in. If you have not called in and if you want to call in, the number is 914-205-5471. And, again, that was RL Music with My Praise all the way from 2015. Refugee, what were you doing in 2015? That's an old track. I can't even remember what I was doing in 2015.
Yo,
but
you just threw that back. Okay, 2015, I was actually on my third tour. I was touring Toronto, Canada, and I was out there for about a month or two. Probably just in Toronto and surrounding areas, doing a few festivals, a few churches out there. I got to perform at a spot called Dundas Square, which is Toronto's equivalent, kind of like Times Square. It's literally like a giant square in the middle of downtown Toronto. It's really cool. So I had the opportunity to perform there. Like I said, a few churches, and I believe a festival for about 3 days, which was really cool. Recorded some new heat in the studio out there with the sound engineer I know. His name is Mark Pola. He goes by North P. And, that's what I was doing pretty much 2015, gearing toward that. I just released my second album at the end of 2014, so it was a really good way to market that and promote it.
Amen. Well, yeah, that My Praise track is from 2015, before I started the KS Radio Show. And I love it.
Wow.
And, of course, RL, he doesn't minister anymore, like, online or anything. And, like, he moved to, like, New Mexico. And I'm not sure if he does, like, live performances down there or not. But I love that My Praise song. And anytime I have a chance to, I play it. I vibe out to – I listen to music while I get the playlist ready for Candy Convos and for the KS Radio Show. And, man, when that song comes on, I have to get up and dance. If you look at RL's video with the kids, you can see me in the Yo shorts vibing out to it. I still got pictures from 2015 and everything. So big shout out to RL Music. And I loved it. I will definitely send it to you. I love putting the playlist together, and My Praise was one of the songs that was on repeat. And then I asked myself, in 2021, have I played this song? So this was the perfect opportunity to play it, and I played it tonight. So I'm glad that you enjoyed it. And hopefully everybody else did too, because it's definitely a song that makes you want to dance. If you know how to dance, you would want to dance. So I love the track. And he didn't put out a video, like an official video to it, but he loved performing it for the kids. And anytime he had a chance to, like, perform and minister, that was the first song that he got to get the crowd up and out their seat. So definitely a banger. And, again, I haven't played it since, like, 2020. So I'm glad that I played it tonight in 2021. But, Refugee, since you are my guest, you know, Brother Da Vinci mentioned in the commercial that I do birthday shout-out. So is there anybody in your circle, on your team, that you would like to shout out? Anybody you want to give a shout out to on tonight?
Yeah, actually, my friend Heather, it's her birthday this weekend. So her name is Heather Eglash.
Amen. Any other shout outs you want to give?
Any other shout outs? Just want to give a shout out to our church, Resting Grace Church, and to Prophecy Records. And anyone else who's listening, really.
Amen. Well, I do know that our good friend, Glory Shalom, is listening live. I do know that Joe Focus, he chimed in. And there's an 801 number. I don't know who they are, but thank you for listening to the show. And anybody that will listen to the show or the rebroadcast after tonight, as well as big shout out to, you know, the mother of my child, Miss Christiana Tate, and our son, Tristan Torres. Can't wait to see him tomorrow or on Sunday and, spend some quality time with my mini-me. So I'm excited. I'm going to go ahead and get into the shout-outs for tonight. The birthdays shout-out go to Miss Caroline Pessinger, Victoria Kevill, the homie Dwayne Cunningham, Thomas Boozer, Miss Roxanne Smith, Shelly Davis Curaton, my old coworker from Amazon India, Miss Mulan Lee, Miss Courtney Hill, and there's an African guy by the name of Timothy Osino that I want to give a shout out to, because today are their birthdays, and we pray here on the KS Radio Show that you had a glorious birthday filled with love, laughs, and lots of money, because everybody wants to be acknowledged and, you know, sold into on their birthday. We just want to thank God for giving you life and continuing to bless you and keep you on this day, March 2019. not 2019, March 21st. I mean, not March 21st, March 19th, 2021. That was a mouthful. But Refugee is my guest. And so tell us more about your role as the lead pastor at your church. Like, is it difficult to be a pastor, or is it like a blessing? Like, tell us like the whole journey.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about some things that God has done and some difficulties we've encountered, kind of walking you through the journey to where we're at today. Because I love to brag about what God has done, because literally I'm in a place in my life where I have never been so dependent on God as frequently for so many things. I've been this dependent on the Lord before, but it would usually be for one thing or two things. But I find that the older I get in the kingdom, you don't depend less, you depend more. And it's amazing to just know that every single time that God is the one who I can depend on. So after we started the church, thing was a name. Okay, Lord, what do you want the name to be? And I was sitting in my backyard, and I saw myself in a picture building a little brick hut that you couldn't even stand up in. It was terrible architecture, and I don't even know, like, what it was. But Jesus came, and he rested in it, in the picture. And I heard the words resting place. I was like, wow, okay, that's powerful. And I understood that God wanted to rest with us as people. He wanted his presence and our presence to be in the same place at rest. And so I didn't tell the team that I was working with, but I said, I want you guys to pray about a name, and in a week or two, let's come together and see what you come up with. So one of them, after a week, goes, I got the word rest. And I'm like, yep, you're right on track. And then the third word was grace. And the other guy was kind of all over the place, didn't really hear anything. So I realized God was giving us a puzzle piece and saying, put it together. Here are the options. So we ended up coming up with Rest in Grace Church. And the motto for it is a place for God and man to rest together, because that's the atmosphere that we wish to create on a weekly basis. From there, there was a lot of attack spiritually in the beginning. One of the people that we kind of started with, God delivered him from some things, and he fell back into some things, and it really detrimented the church. By week seven, we had about 41 people between Zoom and in person, and so the church was exploding. But this person started abusing a gift that God gave him, and I made a mistake that I gave authority and leadership way too quick. And being a new pastor, I didn't really understand my role in raising up leaders, other than the fact that, okay, I poured into you for 4 months. I thought we were on the same page. Clearly not. And then directions I would give were not being followed. And it was one of those things where that person began to try to turn people against me, and it backfired. But it hurt sheep in the process. So some people left the church and haven't been back since. What was happening was they'd go up to someone and be like, hey, we got a word for you. And it was always brought forth the wrong way for the most part. And I would constantly tell them, that's not how you give a word. Like, that's not cool. That's not – you can't do that to people. And it was happening after hours without my knowledge. And there were some things being hidden. So God started prophesying to me through the same aunt that prophesied my birth. And she's like, I see this, 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 and this. And there's a lot of demonic attack. And God was telling me, if you don't remove this person, my presence is no longer going to come. And I'm like, what? What's going on? So immediately within the first 7 weeks, the church was in jeopardy. And I was praying and crying out and fasting and stressing out. And then I prayed. I'm like, God, please let them remove themselves. And I ended up doing so. February of 2020, I didn't realize, but a dream was fulfilled. And in the dream, God showed me that I let a false prophet into the church, and that he went unnoticed by so many people. And then in the dream, God called it out. So it was kind of crazy. Once that happened, the church was kind of, you know, detrimented for a little bit. We were kind of in recovery phase, and a bunch of people stepped up to help. Now, while all this was going on, the church started growing again, more consistency, better leadership. It was great. And then God started sharing with me in another dream. He's like, another leader is going to leave. And he showed me why. And it wasn't anything bad this time. So thank God. But he also told me, he's like, everyone who's with you now is going to leave you. And I'm like, oh, man. Like, how is the church supposed to grow? And so once that happened, another prophet came. And he prophesied to me. He says, God says everyone's going to leave you. And I'm like, great. He told me too. That's wonderful. Like, and even though it was hard to swallow,
right?
It was. I knew it was progress. And then God was telling me, even if one or two people show up, you keep the church open, and kept confirming it. And I'm like, okay, God, I will. So we went through a season where literally one or two people were coming, and the rest were on Zoom. And I'm like, oh man, what's going on? And so as time progressed, God started giving us our bearing back. God started helping us and growing us. And that was a lot of challenge. You asked me if being a pastor is hard. And yes, it's very hard when you do it in your own strength. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And because this is what God has called me to do with my life, there's so much joy supplied. It makes the difficulty and time management and all the emotions that go behind it, it makes every move worth it. And so I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, because it has blessed me more than people understand. And to know that this is what God called me to do, there's no greater feeling. And with that being said, I told you the bad stuff, but let me tell you about some miracles that have happened. When we were starting the church, it started getting a little bit cold. So I started praying, and I said, Lord, we need heaters. And God told me, I want you to start praying for them. So we had one, because we were meeting outdoors. We had a heater, and we started meeting in my backyard. And the same week I started praying, we had lent one out to my aunt. And after like 2 years or so, she brought it back that same week. I was like, wow, praise God. Then I, by faith, gave a $20 bill to a woman who I saw searching in the trash for bottles. And I said, Lord, I'm giving this by faith. I know you haven't commanded me, but I'm doing it by faith. That night I made an announcement at church. I said, if anyone finds heaters in the trash or has any you want to get rid of or sees it at a garage sale, let me know. And one of the guys at church felt moved by the Lord. He's like, I'm buying the church a new heater. So he bought us a new heater. While all this is going on, before this, I'm like, God, we need tents, because if it rains or something goes down, like, we need some sort of shelter. And my uncle's like, hey, one of my friends literally down the street from your property, he's like, he's giving away 3 tents. And the dude donated 3 tents. I'm like, come on, Lord. Then my dad's pastor's like, fit. And I'm like, oh, man, we need one of those. And he's like, I'm going to give you this pulpit. I'm like, what? No way. I'm like, okay, Lord. Then all this is going down. I'm like, God, we need a worship team. And back then, God supplied a worship team. And then a pastor asked me, he's like, are you planning to keep this in the house, like a house church, or are you going to be more traditional? And I'm like, gee, man, I don't know. I never really sought God on that. I'm just wherever God takes us. So I'm like, God, what do you want? And I started praying for about 2 weeks. And another pastor friend of mine who moved to Arizona is like, hey, man, he messages me on Facebook. He's like, look, dude, I had a church. We're not using it anymore. I don't want to dissolve it. I want to give the nonprofit away. You know anyone who needs it? I'm like, are you serious? And at the end of our conversation, he goes, you're the only one that came to mind. I'm like, bro, if this is not God, if all of this is not God, then I don't know what is. So all glory to the Father, all glory to Jesus, all glory to the Holy Spirit. But then it gets crazier. Then we get the paperwork. I'm like, God, I'm not a paperwork type of guy. Like, what do I do with all this? And for 2 weeks, I was stressing out again. And I'm like, Lord, what do I do? And he's like, go to your accountant. Duh. I'm like, oh, duh, facepalm. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me go to my accountant. And he's like, it's going to be $75 an hour. And we have to meet like 8 times, 6 to 8 times. So I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of money. And I'm like, what are we going to do? So I pay the first time. God puts on my heart, buy him a nice pen. I go buy him a nice pen, second time. And from the second time all the way through the seventh or eighth time or sixth time, I don't even remember. He's like, I want to do it for free. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, man, I want to help. I'm like, no way. So all this happens, and at this point, I'm like, okay, Lord, like, we're not going to collect tithes. We're not going to ask for tithes until you say to do it, like, until I know, like, you want us to collect tithes. God started sending people that are like, God told me to give to the church, and we never asked. We never even publicized it, nothing, and people started giving into the church. So it was crazy. Then we finally, after a few, literally 2 or 3 weeks ago, we said, okay, we're going to introduce tithing. And I was so nervous about it because I'm like, Lord, people and money, like, I don't know how to bring this up to them. We're still a baby church. Like, they're still maturing. What do we do? And I literally depended on God, introduced it to the church. And I can't even explain to you how proud I am of this body of believers because they gave with all their heart. They didn't give anything cheap or small. They didn't be like, oh yeah, whatever, fine. They're like, no, this is my house. Like, I'm responsible for it. I'm all in. Like, this is for the glory of God. And it was so cool to see them do that. And if I'm not mistaken, in the next 2-3 weeks, we're going to take another baby step into growing as a church and take communion for the first time. So being a new pastor of a baby church is a very, it's not as hard as it is. You have to be careful because this is literally like raising a child, and you don't want the wrong people to come and hurt them. You don't want the wrong people to come and poison their mind and raise them in the wrong habits. And it's been really cool getting close to the sheep because I get to see where they're at, and the Lord is allowing me to walk them through where they need to be currently. But in doing that, it's helping sharpen me as a shepherd. And so I bless the Lord for them, and I bless them because they love the Lord. And so sorry for the long-winded answer, but I didn't want to give you just the hey, here's the short version, because people don't understand that God's hand has literally been working. His presence has been with us, and the church is growing and healthy. So I'm so grateful.
All I can say is that it was perfectly timed. It wasn't too long. It wasn't too short. You got to the details. You told the bad part, and then you turned around and told the good part, which is what we needed on the KS Radio Show. Now, I have, you know, inboxed you a couple times when your, like, music is being played that I submitted across, like, another platform. And, like, you told me, like, I would see every now and then, like, you, like, I would see a video of you standing up, but I, like, never pressed play. So I didn't know what was going on. And so you told me that you were a pastor. So now this isn't just, you know, something new for the listeners. This is something new for me. So I wanted to know. So I'm glad that you broke it down, the good, the bad, the ugly, the needed and the unneeded, and you told us basically how the church started and the journey, the good and the bad. And I praise God for that, because a lot of people don't know your testimony. A lot of people don't know what you're doing now, but now that you are on the show, they can hear it. So I thank you and I applaud you for telling us the journey that God has, you know, given you thus far. Outside of your music, this has nothing to do with your music. This pastoral position is what God has called you to, like, all along. But as a youngster, you being young, when you were younger, you was like, God, I don't want nothing to do with that. I do this, I do that, but Lord, do not make me a pastor. I do whatever you ask, but do not make me a pastor. And here you are, a pastor. For the last, what, year and a half or so?
About, it'll be probably a year in, I want to say, June. A year in June or July, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited for the growth. And I finally caught wind of it back in December when you were, like, making these really long posts and you were posting pictures of the homeless, because from the caption and from the pictures, it looked like you were helping, well, the church, I'm sorry, Resting Grace was helping those in the community that were homeless in your city that were homeless. And, like, I would, like, read them, and I'd be, like, mind blown. I'm like, man, what is Benjamin up to? Like, after reading all these, like, long posts and these pictures, I'm like, what is he doing? Because this has nothing to do with music. This is not an album dropping. This is not a music review. This is him out in the community with some people that he know and love. And I'm glad that you agreed to come onto the show tonight to be a guest to give us the full insight, personal view of what God has called you to, which is the pastoral position at Resting Grace. So I'm thankful and I'm grateful. Like I said, this is a treat for me, like it is for the first-time listeners and the loyal listeners, the KS Nation on the KS Radio Show. So you have done us a favor. And how can people, do you have a Facebook page that you go live on, or is it just your personal page with the services?
Yeah, man, thank you for asking. There's a few ways that people can tune into service if they're not local. Right now, the past 2 weeks, we've been doing Facebook Live. And if you go on Facebook and just type in Rest in Grace Church, you'll find it. And it's there should only be one, but just in case, it's a logo of a green tree with white writing on it. And if someone wants to get on Zoom, they can message us and we can send them a link. But those are the two ways right now that we have available for people to tune in. And Facebook seems to be working a little bit better. The past 2 weeks, Zoom has been encountering some issues, network issues that we don't really have control over. It crashed. So Facebook is more consistent. And if people want to watch like little clips and messages, they can also find it there or on our Instagram page, which is RIG_church. So RIG_church.
Gotcha. At RIG_church. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
And it sounds like God's hand is definitely on it. It sounds like you've done a lot of fasting, a lot of praying, and even you had to let some people go, which brings me into your song called Let Go. What was the inspiration behind your song called Let Go?
I'm sorry, yes, what's the inspiration?
Yes, what was the inspiration behind this song titled Let Go?
I'm glad you asked. And it's actually in Matthew 6, verse 14 through 15. And a lot of people know the Lord's Prayer, but they never quote the part after the Lord's Prayer. And that's where Jesus is pretty much telling people, he's like, look, if you don't forgive people their sins, neither will your sins be forgiven. And it's something that people don't understand. It's like, I'm doing all the right things, but I still feel heavy. I'm doing all the right things, but blah, blah, blah. First John, it also talks about how you can't love God and hate your brother. If you say that you love God, then you have to love your brother, because if you hate him, you're walking in the darkness. And so Let It Go is literally a song talking about letting it go, because it's not worth it. It's going to hurt you.
Amen. Well,
and
without any further ado, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanted to just share something, because whoever's listening needs to know this. I didn't know this till recently, but forgiveness and reconciliation are two different things. Forgiveness is a choice. It's very simple. It's like, okay, somebody offended me. I can choose what I do with that offense. I might not be able to choose how I feel, but I can choose what to do with that. Reconciliation is, okay, I've let that go, but now we got to be buddy-buddy again. Didn't say you have to reconcile with everybody, although if you can reconcile, do so. But he did say it is mandatory to forgive.
That's good, bro. That's good. Pastor Benjamin preaching to KS on the KS Radio Show. I love it, bro. You're absolutely right. And a lot of us, we don't practice forgiveness enough, so therefore we don't know what reconciliation looks like.
Ooh, yep.
So, amen. All right, we preaching to each other. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to go ahead and get into your song called Let Go right here on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep it locked. Again, if you do want to call in, that number is 914-205-5471. And if you want to chime in, I'm going to open up the phone lines after this song. But here is the homie, my guest, Refugee, with Let Go. Check it out.
We've been holding on to some things for too long, and it's time to let them all go. Shh. You didn't want to hear that, huh? Well, unforgiveness, it's gotta go, so. Been a minute, man, time to let it go. Got a lot of things that are weighing on your soul. Hey, hey, and you know you gotta drop it. Let God be captain in the cockpit. Set a stage for rage, and your heart's the cage. So enraged, I'ma catch you on a rampage. Fake pals like an escapade. Rolling with a grudge that you still progress. Huh, yeah, that's an oxymoron. Satan playing you like you the moron. Those who hurt you, they've been set free. Christ is truth, he's the master key. The sun won't shine if you prefer a rain cloud. Bitterness will take the rain down, will drain out. Joy in your heart, making it a hard place. Maybe better send your heart fake.
Here's a few things that you really gotta know. Time to get loose and give it, let go. Power over you, let it have no more. Time to move on and give it, let go.
If you don't forget, then God won't forgive you. Matthew 14 to 15 is real true. I know that word to prick like cactus. Man, we gotta put the stang into practice. You got fire inside what you're cooking. The pain from the beat you had still stewing. God knows the heart of the righteous and the crooked. Can't hide, just seek, stop booking. Love is no record of wrong. Why you bringing up the past like the hook to a song? That's repeat on repeat on repeat on repeat. Good deeds cannot make up a bad deed. Get rid of the fence, kick it out the backseat. Bad back together with your boys like Backstreet. Lord knows when his people pretend. Make sure before the Father that you're making amends.
Here's a few things that you really gotta know. Time to get loose and give it, let go. Power over you, let it have no more. Time to move on and give it, let go.
Let's go. You hurt folk, but you keep it on the low. Folk hurt you, and everybody know. Twitter, Snapchat, FB, and IG. God still sees what you post on your newsfeed. The way God pardoned, you gotta do the same. The I'm not God, though, excuse is lame. Hold on to the junk, miss out on the treasure. Why stay bitter when you can get better? You've been given grace to forgive and be forgiven. If someone asks forgiveness, be ready to give it. In the same way, I know we all make mistakes, but confess your sin to Jesus and wipe it away. Don't be ashamed, not one of us is perfect. Today is the day that you get rid of your burden. He won't heal those who want to stay hurting. Time to dig a lot deeper than the surface.
Here's a few things that you really gotta know.
A few things.
Time to get loose, forgive and let go.
Get loose.
Power over you, let it have no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Time to move on, forgive and let go.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, But see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. Because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct, still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know. And it's up to us, it is up to you, to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided. Because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is, as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Amen. Shout out to Million with that. And before that, we play Refugees' first song of the night called Let Go. And if anybody, and I mean anybody, if you have any feedback, any questions for Refugee, definitely press the number one key. We do want to thank our sponsor on tonight, well, another sponsor on tonight, Glory Shalom over at ShalomSheet.com, which is, like she said, which is where you can find fashion items, clothing items for all women at an affordable price. Every order comes with free shipping, so shop today. What are you waiting on? Go head over to ShalomSheet.com or click the website link in the description of this show, and it'll take you right to her website so you can browse and maybe even spend some money. And like I said, every order comes with free shipping. So no matter what size you are, no matter what you're looking for, Glory Shalom at ShalomSheet.com has it in store and in stock for you. So that's my plug for tonight. And again, thank you, ShalomSheet.com, for sponsoring tonight's show alongside with Overcome Apparel that sponsors this show as well. I have an announcement from Roslyn. Happy that we played his first song, Let Go of the Night. And we got 3 more. But Refugee, man, what you think about that Million, the answer clip about everything that happened in 2020, the killing of George Floyd, I mean, the murder of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, all the injustice, And finally, in 2021, people are being convicted. People are, like, going to trial and everything. So, like, what are your thoughts about the whole year 2020?
Man. Well, let me start by saying that 2020 was one for the books in almost every category, if not every category. That spoken word was amazing. So I hope of the artists behind that, if they ever get to hear this interview, I hope they know, like, that was God-given, that was real, that was done with excellence, that was wonderful. And I think it's important how we talk about reality. And I think how we talk about things will either cause things to progress properly or it will cause things to get worse. I think it's so important that we talk about things. And that's why I appreciate this show. You don't sugarcoat. You don't hide behind things. You bring things out into the light. And the Bible says everything that's brought out into the light and exposed by the light becomes light. And these types of conversations need to be had. So 2020, you know, in the midst of all the bad, just like the ministry, I was telling you, there was a lot of hardship, but it's important that we also see the things that God has done so that we're not just clouded in our sight, in our vision for the things that have not taken place. I think 2020 was a big reset. And it was a big wake-up call for a lot of people. And those who are apathetic, they're being shifted to the side. And those who are proactive, they're the ones who are being given more. Just like the Bible talks about how those who are faithful with little will be rulers over much. I feel like 2020 was the year to determine that for a lot of people. In my life personally, I know a lot of people who God used their 2020 to launch them into their purpose. And I know other people who kind of sat and did nothing. And so it's important that when hardship strikes, that we ask God, what's the next move, instead of just reacting.
Bro, that is so good. Like I mentioned earlier, I had a situation that, you know, that triggered my heartstrings earlier. And my first reaction was to, you know, back away, clear my head so I could pray. And a lot of people don't do that. They want to react first. And with your reaction could be a reaction in anger, which is, we both know that it goes against God. You can be mad, not sin. You can be angry, but not sin. And in certain cases, our anger gets the best of us. We say some things that we don't mean. We do some things that we can't take back. So I'm glad that in this instance, in this event today, that I backed off. And I cleared my head. I got some sound advice and some wisdom from my Auntie San, from Gloria herself, as well as Marty. Marty actually prayed for me. You know, I appreciate that. When you got friends that will pray for you, come on, refugee, man, you know those are the ones that you got to hold tight to, because they could pray with you. They could pray for you. And they can, like, be with you. And with you building a new baby church, those are the kind of friends that you want. With you building a brand new business, those are the kind of friends that you want. With you as an artist or whatever kind of ministry you're doing for all the listeners, those are the kind of people that you want that will go and lay on the throne for you, for your family, for your business, for your ministry, for your mindset, whatever it is that God has called you to do. Those are the kind of friends that you want to stick close by like a brother. You don't want to lose those people that are willing to fight for you through prayer and that are willing to give you sound advice. So I definitely second that 2020 was a trying year for a lot of us. I will say that. But for us that are faithful to the calling that God has called us to, or the things that he has designed us to, he opened up a lot of doors. In 2020, I would never would have thought that in July 2020, I was booked all the way up until February 2021. I mean, every Friday, no cap. But that's the kind of God that we serve. Just like in 2020, how you started your new church, Rest in Grace, you never would have thought that you would lose people to gain more people. So that's powerful, bro. That is definitely powerful. And a lot of us in 2020, of course, we've seen the news, we've seen the headlines, we've seen the different articles online about how many people coronavirus killed and all of that, taking lives of babies. Even the vaccine is killing people. So 2020, like you said, was definitely, it was a trying year for a lot of us. It was an uphill battle for a lot of us. People lost their jobs at factories or General Motors, like plants, factories, warehouses, you name it. Whatever kind of employment you had, it went down the drain with the company. And your 401k went down with it too. And, you know, if people are still, like even now, Trump didn't release two or three stimulus checks. People now haven't even received the first stimulus check. So where's the money, Trump? Where's the money, Biden? So a lot of people are still, like, negotiating with their landlord and everything because they haven't received their first stimulus check. And the employment benefits, they're not being released yet either. So, Lord, who else to look to other than the Lord? So, yeah, 2020 was a trying year for a lot of us. I definitely second that, and I definitely agree with you. Now, I'm glad that you mentioned how 2020 was. I know that it was a good year for you because you started a brand new ministry and God's hand is all over it. His fingerprints are in every detail. And those are the kind of ministries that I love to hear about because God is definitely being glorified because his fingerprints are in every detail of the ministry. But like I said, in 2020, a lot of us had a trying year. And a lot of us are still struggling with the loss that we suffered from friends, family members, grandparents, grandmas and grandpas, or toddlers, or friends, family members, relatives, coworkers, whoever it may be. So what is a piece of encouragement that you could give to someone that lost someone in 2020 or 2021?
There's a few
because
things.
death is a hard pill to swallow, and whether you know the person or not, we all lost Kobe. Turn around, we all lost Chadwick, and then we had to struggle with our own death in our family from car crashes, overdoses, coronavirus, you name it. People just dying left and right in 2020. People unexpectedly was dying in 2020. So, what's a piece of encouragement or pieces, plural, that you can give the people that are listening, that are struggling with the thought of death and with grieving of the lost one?
So there's a few things that I'd love to speak into this, and thank you for the opportunity, because I feel like out of everything that God has allowed me to say tonight, I feel like this is going to be the most important. The first thing I want to say is that God did not create death. And I want to make that a point because when we lose people, for some reason, the first person we turn around and blame is God. But why did you? And what's so amazing about God is he's so humble that he doesn't turn back around and be like, it wasn't me. He lets you vent even to the detriment of his character. And even though that's not okay, we do that because we don't know him as well as we think we do. Because if you look at the creation story in Genesis, nowhere does it say God created death. In fact, God warned Adam not to eat of the fruit on the tree so that he wouldn't die. So man created death. That's the first thing that I'd like to bring up. When you know that God is not the one behind death, it allows you to go to him as a refuge when someone dies. Secondly, the Bible tells us that there's a time to mourn or grieve. There's a time for that. And so don't rush out of your grieving stage, but don't stay in it longer than you need to either. It's very important that you take the time to grieve because the Word of God says that he is close to the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. And if you shut your heart up and don't give it to God and give it to substances or to sex or whatever you want to give it to, it's going to harden your heart, not heal it. So whatever you're grieving through, grieve with God, not apart from him. And lastly, if there's somebody who you know is grieving, then sometimes it's not about you saying anything. It's just about you being there,
you being God's hands, you being God's feet, you being God's eyes, and just say, I see you, I'm with you. Like, you can grieve. It's a safe space. And not try to give them advice on how to grieve better or how to feel, but just to be there, to lift them up, to encourage them, to pray with them, to buy something for them, take care of a meal. Just love them the way that you would want them to love you, because we're all going to lose somebody if we haven't already. And to see your brothers and sisters and the people you love around you go through it, it's almost like a precursor for you. And so how you treat them matters a lot. And I would say that for people who are grieving.
Leads us into your song. It's going to take center stage here in a second, called In the Morning. And I remember back in July when I interviewed you the first time in 2020, I ran out of time and I didn't have a chance to play this. So I was guaranteed going to play this. I think this was the first song that I actually put in the playlist outside of the intro, of course, because I ran out of time in July and I was dedicated to playing this song on tonight, especially with coronavirus running crazy, car crashes running crazy. And literally, this past week, the guy in Indianapolis that killed his baby mama over stimulus check money. And then
this past Tuesday, a man was
decapitated in Houston. What is going on? So, yeah, it's death everywhere. We already know that. But I wanted to give you the space to explain the inspiration behind In the Morning, how to encourage people that are dealing with death and dealing with the loss of family members. So thank you. I second that. Again, you can't tell anybody how to grieve. Who are you? So, yeah, take time with people. Like you said, love people the way that you want God to love you, or love people you want. Love people the way you want them to love you, if you were in their shoes. So this is Refugee, In the Morning. And then after this song, we're going to play some more music that is going to glorify God. So you guys strap in, keep it locked, and don't touch that dial. Here is Refugee with In the Morning. Check it out.
It's hard to believe when it's difficult. Praying so hard to see a miracle. People think your pain is typical. Keep your eyes from getting so cynical. Different seasons, different reasons, same condition, hearts are bleeding. They feel defeated, but they're still beating, and they ain't cold, but their soul is freezing up, cause they feel so down. Don't know what to do right now. Loss of a loved one, a love lost. Illnesses with a high cost. Fired due to a new boss. Emotions, they're all crisscrossed. Whatever the reason you're mourning, that joy God gives is coming in the morning.
Born with no tumor. They hate it what you say.
Comfort all the time. When morning, it's important we shine. Compassion, empathy, sympathy, they work together like a symphony. We gotta practice that patience so God can heal these patients. Binding up their wounds, stitches like a soldier, he's refilling. The joy you lost, it ain't missing. It ain't impossible, he's on mission. If you've been afflicted or self-afflicted, desperate or still addicted, broken vows that you ain't stick with, facing trials with unchecked convictions. Whatever the reason you're mourning, that joy God gives is coming in the morning.
Born with no tumor. It ain't it what you say.
Don't mean the next day, because things still might not be okay. But as sure as you know, as the sun will rise, God determines to heal those who call on Christ.
Maybe you feel like your hope is fading, like health didn't come when you needed saving. Don't be anger, emotions raging. Depend on the spirit and keep on praying. Man, hope deferred to make a heart low. God works with pain like an art form. You need the rain to see a rainbow. Wear the word of God like a raincoat. Trust him even when you get soaked. Real faith is what trials be known. So whatever the reason you're mourning, that joy God gives is coming in the morning.
Born with you say, born with those who mourn. Listen when you pray, born with those who mourn. Be there in their pain, the morning after the morning is a new day. The morning after the morning, the morning after the morning. Morning after the morning is a new day.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
Hi, it's Roslyn with Roslyn Smith Counseling. And I am excited to share a couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th. From 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Roslyn Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
Amen, you guys. Big shout out to my partnership and a sponsor of the KS Radio Show, Ms. Roslyn Smith Counseling. And you can check out her link in the description of this show as well. You can contact Roslyn for professional counseling services for individuals or couples. Me, I personally recommend her because she has helped me through a lot over these past few years. Since joining the ministry, she is recognized by the state of Ohio with an A-plus rated service. So do yourself a favor and book a service, book a session today at RoslynSmithCounseling.com, and you can follow her everywhere on social media at Roslyn Smith Counseling. You guys, we're going to keep the show rolling, another slow track, and we want to thank God for Refugee for sending that track over called In the Morning. Not only when you mourn that you give God a piece of you that he can come in and he can remake you and reshape you. But I also want you guys to know that you are made in God's image, and only he can take a broken heart and that he can mend it. And that's because you are made in his image. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe Refugee, if you don't believe anybody, look in the Bible for yourself. It's in Genesis. Yep, that's a plug. That's a plug for you to read your Bible. In 2021, we all need to read our Bible. So here is Michelle Lee with Made. She is the first singer on the show that's a female tonight. So big hand claps to her, and I love this song, and hopefully you will too. Here is my good sister, the talented Michelle Lee with Made.
That's just the way I'm made. That's just the way I'm
spending on a date.
Guess I didn't make the cut. Waiting for the love, I had enough. Don't you hide what he's giving. So I'm living my life, the best of my life. Ain't worried about nothing, I'm shining. It's a city light that I'm gonna ride, because my God co-signing. Oh, that's just the way I'm made. Created and make right.
Well, I guess I didn't make the cut. Waited for the love, I had enough. Now Papa said, young king, you're not meant to fit in. You're fearfully made, don't you hide what he's giving. So I'm living my life, the best of my life. Ain't worried about nothing, I'm shining. It's a city light that I'm gonna ride, because my God co-signing.
What if they don't lie?
This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Amen. You guys, again, we want to thank God for our sponsors that sponsored this interview with Refugee, Eve's Garden, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomSheet.com. You guys could definitely check out their links in the description of this show. Refugee, man, are you enjoying the show on tonight, man?
It's a blast, man. I like your radio show because it has so much life in it, and I know that people are being blessed wherever they're tuning in from.
Amen. Well, not only are you an artist, but you're also a pastor, and you're the pastor of Rest in Grace Church. Do you guys have a Facebook page? Or I know that you gave us your social media information before, but do you guys have a Facebook page that we could like, that we could tune in on the days that you guys go live?
Yes, it's just under Rest in Grace Church, and our services at this time are Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So Sundays at 7. And for the listeners, I want you guys, while we're talking, I want you guys to like their Facebook page right now. So you can tune in live Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for those who don't know what time that is on the East Coast, that's 10 o'clock on Sunday nights. So you guys definitely want to tune in and be a part. Amen. And that's 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Yep, I studied the time zone in school, and I remembered. But Refugee, man, it's a blast having you on, man. What made you actually want to be a guest on the show tonight?
Honestly, our relationship, man, it's as simple as that. It's cool to know another brother who loves God, who I may not have had the opportunity to shake hands with, but I've had conversation with, and it's been amazing to just know your heart for God, your heart for people, your heart in music, and to know that every time I'm on the show, it's genuine conversation, and that, you know, even since day one, like, we've been able to chop it up like I've known you for like 10 years. So I think
right.
Just, you know, when I was growing
up in the Lord, one thing God made clear to me is that the way that I would be effective as a minister was simply ministering out of my relationship with the Lord. And I think it's the same thing in relationships with people. The way that we are effective is as we're in relationship, it flourishes into something effective. And so that's why I like being on the show.
Amen. Now, are you open to doing like more like Zoom interviews or like radio interviews or even like sit down face-to-face interviews to like promote the world know, to let the universe know, like when they can tune into your services, like what pages to like, are you open to doing more interviews in 2021?
I am as God leads, you know, everything, you know, one funny thing to tell you and whoever's listening that has a ministry, one of the hard things that you have to learn as a minister is that even if you want to do something, you got to check in with your Father in heaven. You can't just go off and be like, yeah, I want to, and I'm going to do it. So even though I want to, I got to check in. And if God's cool with it, I'm in.
That's good. That's good, bro. A lot of us, yeah, like you said, we quote unquote get a vision from God and then we just jump and do it. We don't pray. We don't ask for any wisdom how to do it. We just jump and do it. And then on the other hand, you got some of us that are like too scared. Like we've been prophesied over our
right.
whole entire lives that we're going to be a singer. We're going to be a pastor. We're going to be a radio personality. We're going to be a painter. We're going to be a teacher. And we never move on it. We never move in faith. We never
right.
inquire about it. We just like, no, I'm not that talented. That ain't what God told me. And a lot of us, we
right.
never move on it. And we wonder why our lives are not filled with purpose because we haven't moved in faith to be introduced to the purpose-filled life that God has for us from the beginning.
Right.
So that's good, bro. That's good. So, yeah, we gotta pray and we got to wait before jumping to do stuff. You don't just come out the
yeah,
womb and instantly start running. No, you got to go through the baby
right.
steps. You got to crawl. You got to walk. You got to stumble and fall, and then you master walking, and then you master run. So it's a process
right.
of life, and it's
but
a process
right off
when
top,
you have to go through the weight room.
Yeah, right off top, I enjoy being on the show with you, and I'm always open to a move of God. So, yeah, man, just so you know, like when I say I pray about it, I mean it. Like, I will.
I remember you saying that back in July, and that's what we should do. Anytime we want to make a decision, I don't care if it's, Lord, do you want me to tie my left shoe first or my right shoe? Whatever it is, go to the Lord in prayer. Find out what he wants you to do first. So, yeah, go to the Lord in prayer and wait for his response. No matter how long it takes, you continue to wait, you continue to pray. And I guarantee you, mark my word, he will answer you. He will answer you, which brings me into your next song called Waiting Room. What was the inspiration behind this song called Waiting Room and actually who produced it?
Well, I'll answer second one first because it's easier and then the first one. It was produced by the Prophet X, who is the owner of Prophecy Records, which is now
mm-hmm.
a part of Prophecy Christian Ministries in Arizona, in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a big bro to me. So he produced that. And the inspiration behind it, and this is what's so amazing, we're talking about time frames. The church started in 2020. I wrote this song in like 2018, 2019. And I'm like in the waiting room because I'm like, God, you told me I'm going to be a pastor. When's the church coming? Lord, you promised me a wife. When's the wife coming? You promised me I'll write a book. You promised me I'll own, like, do all these things. And I'm like, when is this happening? There were so many crazy tests that I encountered, you'll hear in the song, but people might not understand. So, for example, I was in a ministry where there was a talk and almost like a commitment but not quite a promise on, hey, you're going to be a part of staff. And God was even putting on my heart, like, yes, you're going to be a part of the staff. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, maybe I'm just thinking that. Maybe God really wants me to be. And then when it came time, they're like, oh, sorry, this person actually needs to get ahead of you because we were waiting on some papers and they came in. I'm like, okay, cool, no problem, understandable. The next person was like almost like a favoritism thing. Like, hey, you know, we actually kind of promised them first and they're on the worship team, so they got to get ahead of you as well. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Then after a while, God told me, hey, it's time for you to leave because now you're getting taken advantage of and it's your fault because you're allowing it to happen. That same year, I never got paid for doing ministry, even though I was on a what was called a volunteer staff for a year, now working about 20, 25 hours a week in the church. And it was kind of detrimenting my heart, but God was doing it on teach me something and to show me, hey, when I tell you go, you go, you don't stay. When I tell you stay, you don't leave either. And then while all this is going on, I was working an insurance job. And at the same time, the division that I was working in of that company shut down and never paid us. So in 1 year, my income from actual work was about $1,100, less than 12, but a little over 11. And for a year, that's not a lot. So I thank God that I'm still living with my parents now. I thank God for the way that God flipped everything on its head. And in the next season, when I got my next job, God actually made up for it because I got overpaid about $7,200. And long story short, the company didn't claim it back. And the Lord told me, I'm not going to let them take a penny. This is compensation for the year before.
Amen. It is important to wait on God because you never know what he has in his bag or up his sleeve that is going to bless you tremendously and give you back tenfold for the work you have already done. So that's why it's important to, you know, do the work of the Lord with a good heart and do everything unto Jesus Christ until he comes back, basically. So
well,
that's amazing. That's amazing. And now we're going to get into your song called Waiting Room. Check it out.
On the Lord and you'll renew your strength. Wait, you are not alone.
Wait, wait, wait in the waiting room. Wait, wait, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, wait in the waiting room. Wait in the waiting room, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, be still with it. Wait, wait, be chill with it. Waiting room, but I am not a patient. Gotta be careful, don't wanna get complacent. Keep my eyes on Jesus, got my sneakers, I'ma chase him. Blessings are distraction when put before the Lamb. Waiting on a promise by faith like Abraham. Devil like to point at all the things I don't got. I guess he forgot that I got the living God. My wife's gonna come soon, money gonna come too. Watch out for the monsoon before I get consumed. Stay focused, don't let nothing knock your grind. When others that came out to move ahead of you in line. Even if you got to the spot for your appointment, be patient with the Lord and you won't be disappointed. Whatever you were thinking is an impossible obstacle. Homie, you gotta know that with Jesus all things are possible. Wait, wait, wait in the waiting room. Wait, wait, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, wait in the waiting room. Wait in the waiting room, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, be still with it. Wait, wait, be chill with it. Wait, wait, be still with it. Wait.
Been single for a minute, Lord, I want a date. Smash the brakes, the Spirit told me to wait. You want the real deal, or do you want a fake? Listen to the Lamb and shun the words of the snake. I'm leaving church, God, I don't see no progress. That's because you ain't submitting to my process. It takes forever, though, I don't want to do this. Keep your eyes on me and let me help you get through it. People be talking to hell and walking, man, it's radical. No magician, it's superstition, they think it's magical. Gotta work for it because I promise it'll cost you. But you'll be living real, so time to get rid of the costume. Forget the premature, immature, I will live secure. The things that got planted will be ripe and it will become mature. Transformation to reformation, the godly character. Blessings from his hand will reform me like a caricature.
Wait in the waiting room. Wait, wait, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, wait in the waiting room. Wait in the waiting room, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, be still with it. Wait, wait, be chill with it. Wait, wait, be still with it. Wait.
Wait on the Lord and you'll renew your strength. Wait, you are not alone.
Lord, and you'll renew your strength. Pray, you are not alone.
Wait, wait, wait in the waiting room. Wait, wait, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, wait in the waiting room. Wait in the waiting room, something must be coming soon. Wait, wait, be still with it. Wait, wait, be chill with it. Wait, wait, be still with it. Wait.
Wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Hey, this is Thomas Troutman, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray that blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
Yo, 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 this your man Herman Noble, rocking with KS Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
Hey, that was my guest, Pastor Benjamin, a.k.a. Refugee, with Waiting Room. And man, I love that track. I love all of your music, bro. And I might have to put you in the playlist sometime in the rest of the month, or maybe on Candid Convos on Tuesday nights or something, because you got some fire that the people need to hear, man.
Glory to God, man. Thank you.
Amen. So now we're in the last 15 minutes of the segment of the show. It's only right that I ask you your social media information as an artist and as a pastor, so we can go and like your artist page and follow you for your next update and whatever else you're doing with the family concerning music, and also so we can go and follow and like your church business page so that we can stay up to date with all the live videos and even go back and watch some of the previous sermons that you did in 2020. So give us the information for Refugee, and then give us the information for Rest in Grace.
Instagram, it's at R3FUGE. So it's Refugee, just the first E is a 3. That's on TikTok and Instagram. On Instagram also, for the church, it's RIG underscore church, so RIG underscore church. And on Facebook, it's simply Rest in Grace Church.
Amen. And you said that it's a, what's the logo on the Facebook business page?
So you should see a green tree with a yellow background and white writing and a dove.
And if you guys need the link, then inbox me personally, whether on the KS Radio Show business page or on my personal page, Elicio J. Torres, and I will send you the link. If it's hard, if it's complicated, and you just can't find it, you keep running into a brick wall, get at me, inbox me so I can give you the link so you can like the page, so that you can subscribe, and so that you can stay up to date with his services, because you do not want to miss the move of God and the message that God is delivering through this mighty man of God. If you're ready, Refugee, you can take us into the throne room and pray us out.
Yes, sir. Anything you need prayer for, man? Anything specifically I can add?
My family, Christiana Tate and Tristan.
Heavenly Father, thank you that this whole radio show, God, it means nothing without you, and it means everything because, God, you're in it and you're on it. Lord, thank you so much that we get to gather in your name, and you promise where two or more are gathered, there you are in their midst.
So, Lord, we honor you, and we thank you, God, because there's no distance in prayer. Father, I lift up the audience to you tonight, everyone who's listening, and everyone who will listen, God. I lift up Alicia, God, and I want to thank you for their lives, God. I want to thank you because everyone, if they're not already, has the capacity to carry your glory. And every person, God, has a purpose that you have a plan for. It doesn't matter how old or young they are, for them and for myself. And I ask, Father, that you would increase the measure of the Holy Spirit, both on us and in us, because we need you more than we've ever needed you, God. We're living in a broken world that's living in a perpetual brokenness, that's living in rebellion against you. And Lord Jesus, I'm asking that you would increase intimacy between us and you. Lord, draw us unto yourself on the days where we don't feel like praying. Draw us unto you on the days where we don't feel like being faithful. Lord, I pray that in the busyness of our schedules that you would invade, and that, Lord, you would just make a way, because doing your work, Lord, is not the same as spending time with you. I thank you, Lord, because spending time with you is what empowers us to do your work. It's your Holy Spirit, God, and not our own strength. So, Lord, whoever's trying to do things in their own strength, God, Lord, give them a reality check that you love them, but they're burning themselves out, God. Give them rest. And I pray, Father, for those who are listening that maybe stumbled upon this and reached the end of this segment that don't know you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would draw them into relationship, that, Father, you would draw them into fellowship with your Son, like your word says. That Holy Spirit, you'd make that conviction a reality. Lord, we love you and we bless you. I pray that you'd protect us all in COVID. You'd help us to live with wisdom and without fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You guys, this is the homie Refugee. Like I said, well, like he said, you can follow him everywhere online at R3FUGEE. And while you're following him as an artist, you can follow him as a pastor and the lead pastor of Rest in Grace, which is at RIG_church. That's all the social media information on all digital platforms and social media platforms. And you guys definitely want to stay tuned, because on Sundays at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, that's the West Coast time for all you guys who love geography. That is the West Coast time. So 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, Tim live and his church live at Rest in Grace on Facebook. Live, and you can join the service as well and watch it, and do yourself a favor and do them a favor and share it for your family members, your haters, and your neighbors that are on your timeline, because everybody needs the word of God, and everybody needs to hear a fresh word from God. And I just ask you right now that you will continue to prepare your hearts and your minds for when you do check out social media platforms, because you never know what someone is talking about or what video you might stumble upon. So, you guys, this is the end of the show. I do want to thank all my listeners and my sponsors on tonight, ShalomChi.com, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as Eve's Garden. And if you guys want to learn more about living a healthy lifestyle, then make sure you subscribe and buy a subscription box to support Alexis Johnson and follow her at _Eve's Garden on Instagram for more info. You guys, I got two more songs and I'm going to go ahead and get out your way, but you can follow me everywhere at KS Radio Show on social media, and you can check out my Facebook business page, which is at KS Radio Show 1 on Facebook. And I'm going to go ahead and get into this track. Refugee, man, are you ready for some more music, bro?
Bring it on.
All right, well, I haven't played this song since 2019. So this is GS featuring Tanisha Willis with Our God off of his EP titled They Tried. Here he is. Check it out.
It's getting serious on the side, fam.
And just in case you didn't know, I'm doing
good. Cause our God, he's an awesome God. He reigns and he reigns.
Cause he's an awesome God. He's an awesome God, our God, he's an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God, he reigns from heaven above. I lift your name to the highest. I will serve you through the riots. Through the sun, I am free. I got my Bible, don't try it. I wasn't ready for war, but you showed me how to fight. And I did not see it coming, but you gave me all the spite. When we pull up, he in charge. We told Satan no more.
No more.
We gave it to the Lord. We don't carry the load.
No more.
Hallelujah, we free. We no slave to the sin. He purifying my heart and changing me from within. So I just lean on his grace and welcome his presence. Look at my life for example. If you need a reference, he don't need my advice. I'm so glad I'm accepted. I try living in the world, but I'm so glad they reject it. Cause I
God, he's an awesome God. He reigns and he reigns.
Cause he's an awesome God with wisdom. Cause he's an awesome God. Our God, he's an awesome God. All. You that'll lift me back up, even when I do fall. My God, you are so good, every time that I call. When we pull up, he in charge. We just say in no more.
No more.
We give it to the Lord. We don't carry the load.
No more.
Hallelujah, we free. We no slave to the sin. He purifying my heart and changing me from within. So I just lean on his grace,
lean on his grace.
And welcome his presence. Look at my life for example. You need a reference.
Uh-huh.
He don't need my advice.
Nah.
I'm so glad I'm accepted. I try living in the world, but I'm so glad they reject it. Cause
our God,
he's an awesome God. He reigns,
yeah, he reigns.
Cause he's an awesome God.
With wisdom,
with wisdom. Cause he's an awesome God. Our God, he's an awesome God.
Amen, you guys. That was the homie GS, who I interviewed back in 2019 with his track titled Our God. And I love the spin he did on that. And he featured, I believe, his wife now is Tanisha Willis. Of course, she has his last name. But, yeah, they did an amazing job. Refugee, did you enjoy that track, bro?
Yes, I did. And it's true. Our God is an awesome God.
That he is, and he can only be God by himself, and we worship him, we praise him, and we thank him in this exclusive interview with the homie Refugee. Do you have any last remarks, bro?
Any last remarks? I would just say there's someone out there who's never given Jesus a shot. That stop making excuses and give him a shot. And I would say for those who have stopped dreaming with the Lord for your life and you've kind of accepted and settled where you're at, wake up, start dreaming again because God's not done with you. There's still breath in your lungs. There are dreams that need to be revived. And I believe that for a lot of us, God wants us to dream again.
Amen. Well, I'm not a perfect man. Eliseo KS is not a perfect man. And Refugee isn't either. And like he said, I piggyback off of what he said. If you haven't given Jesus a try, then in 2021, we encourage you, we highly suggest you to give him a try. And hopefully through this interview, you have been introduced and we have done a great job with our introduction to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you've tried everything else. You've tried everything else. But now it's time for you to try the best. And the best is Jesus. And I guarantee you, when you give him your life, when you quote Romans 10:9, and you say a meaningful prayer that you want to change, and you ask God to come into your heart and show you a better way, to show you the solution and show you the purpose that he has given you, that he has destined you for, I guarantee you is going to be the best decision that you have ever made. Because making Jesus Lord and Savior of my life has been the best decision I have ever made. And all my decisions trickle down to my son Tristan. And hopefully one day, hopefully, he will make Jesus the Lord and Savior of his life as well. So Refugee is my guest. I have enjoyed this interview. And hopefully it impacts the world, the listeners. For those who have not heard of Jesus, hopefully they, you know, enjoy the interview, enjoy the testimony, and enjoy the journey of Refugee becoming a lead pastor. And if you guys want to connect with him personally, definitely follow him at Refugee on Instagram and check out his Facebook business page for his church at Rest in Grace. And they go live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you guys be blessed. And if you guys want to sow into my ministry, send donations or just sow a seed, you can send donations through Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And definitely check out the links in the description to all of my sponsors on tonight. And we're going to close out with the homie A-Easy from Cincinnati with We Legit, because he mentions brotherhood in the song. And, you know, what better way to close out than with Refugee, who is my brother and my guest. So you guys have a blessed weekend. And remember, if you're going out in public, please mask up and do the speed limit too, because you don't need no tickets on your record. You guys be blessed and have a great weekend. And be on time for work on Monday. In Jesus' name, amen. Here is A-Easy with We Legit. Good night, you guys, and have a blessed weekend. Amen.
A-Z. Beyond Light. First Kingdom. Lego.
This is K-Drama, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep some real ones in my circle. All my bros legit. Yeah, yeah. We don't play around with them counterfeits. Yeah, yeah. My whole squad on that vibe. We don't miss. Yeah, yeah. Pull up to work, homie. That's a flick of wrist. Yeah, yeah. Keep some real ones in my circle. We legit. Yeah, yeah. We don't play around with them counterfeits. Yeah, yeah. My whole squad on that vibe. We don't miss. Yeah, yeah. Fight across this, homie. That ain't worth the risk. Yeah, yeah. Keep some real ones in my circle, all my bros legit. Yeah, yeah. When we ball, man, we run like Emmitt Smith. Yeah, yeah. Me and fake ones, homie, we can't coexist. Yeah, yeah. Got it out the mud, these things ain't got the grit. Yeah, yeah. Put in work, bro, yeah, that's why you'll split the flip. Bros want me on my knees like I'm Captain Nick. First Kingdom and beyond life, we too lit. See that Christ fit in that good coat all up in my strip. Yeah, I'm catching the wave, yeah, man, I'm catching the wave, yeah.
All of my sins are washed away.
Yeah, thank God I'm straight, yeah. Putting in work for days, yeah. I'm no longer a slave, yeah. Fight to my sinful ways. Tell the devil to stay in his place. None of my opponents formidable. We leaving this game up incredible. My proud song is being too lyrical. The way about it being too criminal. With God on my side, yeah, I'm feeling unstoppable. I can get through it, I'm clearing the obstacle. Fire inside, filled in my domino. I serve a God that can do the impossible. Woo! Keep some real ones in my circle. All my bros legit. Yeah, yeah. We don't play around with them counterfeits. Yeah, yeah. My whole squad on that vibe. We don't miss. Yeah, yeah. Pull up to work, homie. That's a flick of wrist. Yeah, yeah. Keep some real ones in my circle. We legit. Yeah, yeah. We don't play around with them counterfeits. Yeah, yeah. My whole squad on that vibe. We don't miss. Yeah, yeah. Fight across this, homie. That ain't worth the risk. Yeah, yeah. Keep some real ones in my circle, all my bros legit. Yeah, yeah. You can throw them stones, I bet you they won't hit.
Yeah, yeah. You wanna save them souls, you gotta learn how to fish.
Come on. Yeah, yeah. This worship is a lifestyle, something they don't get. Yeah, yeah. We some shooters, homie, all you hear is switch. Haters multiply faster than Agent Smith.
Bro, do your homework, homie, learn who you against.
Man, it's all my life, stacked up punch like iron fist.
Yeah, it's funny how quick some of your friends can turn into foes. Yeah, yeah, it's funny how often names switch. Just like Nintendo, yeah, yeah. MK with the smoke, ay, ay. You reap what you sow, ay, ay. I'm on my side, can't get hit with that goose and no, ay, ay. It's got it out both.
Redness got from coast to coast.
All these late nights, they're taking its toll. It all be in vain if I ain't saving no souls. Yeah, yeah, I got family to feed. So you gonna say I can't do this for free? If you could pay a pastor's fee, then you could pay me to preach over a beat. Keep some real ones in my circle, all my bros legit. Yeah, yeah, we don't play around with them counterfeits. Yeah, yeah, my whole squad on that vibe, we don't miss. Yeah, yeah, pull up to work, homie, that's a flick of wrist. Yeah, yeah, keep some real ones in my circle, we legit. Yeah, yeah, we don't play around with them counterfeits. Yeah, yeah, my whole squad on that vibe, we don't miss.